this plank is stretched across, like, you know, and a plank, you know, it's a board, maybe, I don't know, as wide as my body or whatever, but stretched across like this sludge.
Why is your body now, or why is your body then?
Then, but it's not, you know, it's you can still imagine, it's fine.
It was stretched across a Dinobot sludge?
No, just across like this river of goo and muck and just hepatitis. It was a river of hepatitis. Anyway, on the way back through, I was running and my feet were wet and I slipped and fell into this river. It was fucking gross. So,
was anyone there to laugh at you for falling in?
And then I got into a car full of people, and of course I fucking stank, and it was disgusting.
How far did you swallow? Did you have to huff it?
I didn't swallow any of it. I didn't go in, like, luckily it was just, you know, from the waist down, kind of chest down. My head didn't go in. Oh, dude. It was bad. It was gross. It was everywhere. It got in everywhere. And that's the story of how I got hepatitis. I'm just kidding. The story is real. I didn't get hepatitis from that, but I did get laughed at, and it did stink, and it was a good 45-minute car ride. So I had to sit in my own, you know, in that own filth for like a good hour by the time it was disgusting. But, you know, that's what you do for the game sometimes. You got to charge it to the game. So, yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, speaking of stinking, what's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 80, the octogenarian's choice for Transformers and toy-related podcast from the Realm of Collectors. Joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad, plus a very special guest. Mm-hmm. Let's introduce these gentlemen. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen.
I love that Ace thought he was the guest.
Sorry. Was it you?
No, you'll see. You're not paying attention.
Coming up first, the man that covers for Ace's mistakes on a figa banging, the one, the only, the Brinkalizer himself, Brian.
What's up? What is up, everyone? I'm a little extra happy today because we got a dusting of snow. I just love snow.
Dust.
What's that code talk for?
What's he doing up there?
Like a heroin?
Dusting is no.
I don't know what you people are talking about. All right, coming up next is the man who took a couple pictures and then wandered back into obscurity. Jay Ruse is with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
It's only been a week.
I told you, six more weeks of winter.
Don't worry about it. Fucking ground.
I'll be back.
He's gonna post one in 2 days.
Don't worry, I'll be riding my white pony.
Don't worry about it.
Got a little echo there.
Up next is the American Picker's very own Jpatron.
Yo.
For sure, man.
Oh. Dude, another real time, real fast, the same place that I slipped into that muck, not the same time. It had all this rebar sticking out. No joke, wasn't even paying attention and stepped on it between my toes. Through my shoe, but didn't even, dude, got so lucky. Didn't even hit my toes, but like just happened to go between my toes. The Lord was with me that day. That's all I'm going to say.
The Lord was with you.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, bro, that would have been fucking lockjaw. I didn't have the money for a fucking.
Chat Wiganum just got a fucking boner.
I didn't have money for a fucking tetanus shot. I'd have been talking to you like this today.
You would have got another different hepatitis. B-G-T-Z-Q.
There's a lot of them out there. Got to watch your back.
Up next is the most entertaining man on YouTube, the man who everyone tunes in every other Wednesday to see, is he going to break it live in the air? The one, the only, the Deuce Meister himself, Ace Milo, is with us tonight.
What's up, party people? I still never broken anything on the show. I don't understand how I get this, but whatever, I'll embrace it.
Watching.
keep hoping. It'll happen. I'm sure it'll happen.
Are you getting that G Creations Prime?
Well,
nah, I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
He doesn't like good toys.
Yeah, good toys.
All right. So up next is the cream filling to my vanilla Oreo sandwich. Ladies and gentlemen, Dust Mites is with us tonight.
Yo. What's up?
That was kind of gross.
Thank you.
Up next.
Yeah. I should have said Oreo, yo.
Up next is the man, or the boy rather, who doesn't want Aunt May to know that he's on the internet. Peter Parker is with us, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Victory Saber 77. Hey, I'm the ruse.
Don't make me stand up.
Yet he still has on the hat. My name is Pinkston. I'll be your host for this pleasure cruise this evening. Happy Chinese New Year, by the way, so there's not fucking shit to talk about, but we're going to entertain you anyways. That was so much fun the first time. Let's do it one more again. Brian Brink, what'd you get?
I got something. I got a Figure Arts Jedi Luke.
Jedi.
So I'm pretty excited.
Was that the last one?
It was not.
Oh, man. Just curious, that's all.
I guess we don't know yet.
We'll be in December.
Yeah. So, sorry. That's it. Oh, and I got
you off on that one.
He did. I picked up another MP01 a couple months ago on the cheap because it is my favorite figure and mine's wearing out, so I need one for posterity, I guess. But it was the short smokestack one, so I picked up these smokestacks from eBay, and they're like the extra heavy metal version, but these are plastic. So if you're in the market for buying these, they're obviously knockoffs. So, but they will do their job. And that's all I got.
Were you aware that they were plastic?
I didn't care, actually. Oh, okay. I just needed those longer smokestacks.
So did you have a little case of smokestack envy?
Yeah, maybe.
It happens.
Yeah.
I will say that was probably my first foray into any sort of third-partiness was the smokestack extensions.
Oh, really?
A million years ago, yeah.
For the Wasn't there any other kind of extension?
Well, they didn't call it third-party at the time.
Oh, I see.
You know. All right.
Hair extensions.
Yeah, it was hair extensions. I had to get my weave. That's actually what happened to my hair. It's a bad weave, so I just never grew back. J-Ruz, do you have anything you'd like to tell anybody about? What'd you get?
I did. I got a partial regret.
Uh-oh.
Realm of regret. Realm.
So I got SH Figure Arts Death Trooper.
Any regrets there?
No, I like him. He's badass.
Cricket.
Got the Takara Dinots.
What do you do?
The Diaclone drivers.
So do you have the Diaclone stuff?
No.
Oh, I know where those are gonna go.
That's a Takara. That's a Takara release.
Yeah, they made the Diaclone driver. They have a whole series of like Diaclone suits, armor suits.
See, I thought when I saw the
battle droids,
I thought it was Fans Project, but
no, I have those two.
Fans Project is when they're bigger,
and I have no idea why I got either one.
Diaclone.
And then last
little things.
What? Last but not least, Jazz.
Which Jazz did you get?
Make Toys Downbeat.
Okay.
Let down.
Yeah, I was just
It's like I wasn't very upbeat about getting Downbeat. You know what? He's growing on me. He looks fantastic, but there are so many issues with him. But I love him. He's going to be my Jazz. He's growing on me. Do we want to talk about that? Because I know somebody else here got him.
We will. Let's push through here.
All right. All right.
Jabotron.
Yo, what did I get? I got Final Fantasy 15.
Hep Z.
Really?
Yep.
Hep Z? As in Zebra?
Hep Z. Zombie thing.
It's a new hybrid.
Let me just tell you, if I met you at TFCon, you probably got it.
Nice.
That's all I'm going to say. I got Final Fantasy 15, and I got Tarn, MMC Tarn. And I think that's it. I feel like I'm missing something, but that's it, I think.
How's that Tarn?
How is your
Tarn.
That's cool.
MMC's Tarn.
It's good. I have to say this. Let me start out with, it is really good, and I do recommend it. But I was a little disappointed because of how much everybody was like, it's the fucking greatest thing ever.
Oh, man.
And then I was like, it's pretty cool.
That's another controversial figure that's out right now.
And then, that's the thing. It's just because the hype, you know, I got hyped on the hype.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad, but I think if there was like, and plus, you know, the anticipation of stuff and then everybody getting it, and then it's like, dude, it's fucking the greatest figure. And, you know, it's every, and then it is good. I feel like I'm being a dick when I'm complaining about it. I'm not complaining. It just, I thought it was going to be better than it was.
Shout out to Flavor Flav.
It's simple. It's simple for 100 and whatever, 20 19. Bucks or whatever.
But is it,
no, 19.
Is it uncannily resemblance of the character?
It's almost a perfect resemblance.
It looks perfect.
So how much of it being complicated and, I don't know, having the little stuff on there, do you give away for it being a dead-on representation of something that's never existed outside of a piece of paper before?
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the figure. Like, the transformation is simple, but that doesn't bother me at all. Like, it's cool. It does what it's supposed to do. But I just feel like...
The price?
Yeah, the price. I feel like it should have been $80. They charged you $40 for the hype of the figure.
Don't.
For the hype of the character.
I agree.
I think for that amount, especially that what Toy World was able to do with their Scavenger and Bone Crusher for less money, this thing should have been able to do more for that much money.
Fair enough.
And that's kind of what I think. Like, if they should have done something with the tread, they could have made it rubber treads, and it still would have been able to fold up. Like, you could have done cool shit with it. And they... So that's kind of why I'm bummed about it. But, dude, it's fucking... It is awesome. Listen, don't get me wrong. I do recommend it, but I do recommend getting it on the aftermarket. On the secondary market, as they say.
I think that thing is going to go nowhere but up.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So get it while it's still...
Yeah, wasn't that very limited as it is?
And there's, yeah, it's already sold out. There's a second release coming out, though.
It does look good. Like, dude, it does look good with... all of them, like with the other two dudes. I'm hyped on the whole set. But, you know, everybody just was blowing this thing left and
I couldn't
right.
find
and
the I got fucking it, episode like, hey. He was in the other day. Which episode was he in?
It was the one...
Issue. You say episode, I say issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was the one with that guy from that thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got that. It's in the Japanese.
Yeah, it's over there in that pile.
Over in that pile over there.
All right, so I'm going to go smoke a pack of cigarettes while Ace tells us, what'd you get?
It wasn't that bad. From Hanny, I also got MMC Tarn right here.
It's a piece of shit.
I got...
Oh, yeah, I got another one from Hanny, too. I forgot I got my second
go
one.
Go ahead.
My bad.
Go ahead.
Throw it in there.
Let's rewind.
It's in the other room. That's why I forgot it. My bad.
Oh,
my
goodness,
shout out to Hanny for remembering that I needed one.
What was Tarn. It? No, Tarn.
Oh. Okay.
I also got Make Toys Downbeat. From Tony 215, I got Grump and Slick, who are actually growing on me more and more. I've come to the conclusion that they are good figures. They're all right. They're good. They're not fantastic. And then I got my Box of Regret, which had one good thing, which was the Solo Chugokin Voltron, which is a fucking incredible figure. And everybody, if you have any interest in Voltron, you should buy that now. Because as far as I know, they're only doing one printing, and
How do they print these figures? I'm curious.
Do they
use an inkjet or a laser jet?
I think they use the same style that
they use a Rexograph machine.
Oh, they do direct to garment printing?
They do, yep.
Uh-huh. They do DTG? Okay.
DTG.
Fair enough.
I finally got the rest of the Figure Arts Turtles, and then I got a bunch of fucking Batman animated figures because I just fucking buy them when they come out and I let them sit because I don't really care if I just want them.
Are you buying animated figures?
Yeah. Yep. I got like Clayface, Bullock.
Oh, those.
I think Zatanna. Whatever came out recently.
But you said you are buying that. Didn't they just aren't they re-releasing some of the old ones?
I'll probably get them because they actually don't fall apart. It's the first wave. They pin the hips in stupid or something, or they use the crappy plastic and they fall apart.
Crappy plastic, and it's the ankle joints for the Batman and the Catwoman.
Yeah, it's the first few figures.
Is it Mattel? That's Mattel, or?
No, it's DC Collectibles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right, that that was sponsored by Marlboro. That was a nice pack of cigarettes to just smoke. Moving down the line here, Dust. I know you got a little heartbroken this week on your haul, but go ahead and lay it on us. What'd you get?
Make Toys Letdown Beat.
Aww.
Did you just? I need to rewind.
What's up?
I'm gonna watch it on YouTube right now.
Rewind is.
Oh, this fucking thing's two steps away from the hammer, man.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes.
We'll keep chugging along right now.
Anything? Was that it for you this week, Doug?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. All right. That was an impulse buy. You know, I should always stick with my first fucking thoughts on things. I'm usually correct, and on this point, I was incorrect.
What about that? Didn't you get that Green Goblin this week, too?
Was that Saturday?
I see it behind you. I don't know if it was this week or last week.
I don't remember.
No, that was last week.
You did mention it last week.
Yeah, that was last week.
All right. So, Peter Parker. I'm sorry, Spider Guy.
I know. Do you need to breathe, Jim? Because, you know, you can come out.
It's getting a little warm in here.
You can come out.
This is a safe space.
His head's going to be like the shrunken head from Beetlejuice.
It's a safe space. Free
the
from
carbon dioxide is...
I don't know what that means, Brave, but you say it every week. So either way, masked or un, James, what'd you get?
I finished off the Marvel Legends Abomination Wave. Found him on the cheap, so... pick that up. SH Figure Arts, the Superman Batman for the Injustice. Saw that cheap at Barnes & Noble. Finally found Storm Shot or whatever the RID figure is. And I think that's it. I have my loot's going to be here tomorrow, so I'll have Tarn and some other crap. But nice. Don't have it yet.
Can you see out of that?
That's about the SF.
Barely.
Okay. I didn't know if they were transparent or if they're just white and you can kind of see through them.
But yeah, that's it. Looking forward to Tarn. I need to pick up that Voltron too. I'm kind of regretting that.
Oh, man, so. I'm fucking hitting myself. I can't do it.
Do it.
If I sell this fucking thing, that's a little money to go to Voltron.
I will say that Voltron is dope. But I can't make no Mario mistakes.
I don't have anywhere to put it. It doesn't fit anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, Jisk, I just want to know you triggered Russ.
Yeah, forget that. Oh, doesn't about... take much.
Right, Russ. Relax, bro. Relax.
It's about so calm there. You get, man.
Let's face it. Don't believe the hype.
All right, Chris, what about you?
So
James said it. I'm triggered.
It's been a long time. I don't actually know if this has ever happened to me on this show, but I got nothing. That was literally, I had probably the busiest week I've had with work in years, and I didn't even cross my mind. I did order something, but it's not here, so. No, but I do have this John Hurt figure that I've never opened before that now that he's passed away, I'm going to sell for
$915. You can't tell
it's him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Hey, here's
it. It could be John thing. Squirt.
All right. John Hurt wouldn't give us his likeness. So fuck it. Put a face hugger on him.
That's not right. John Hurt. That's the guy with the thing on his face.
Yeah, that's who that is. So
shout out to the General in the Hulk movies.
That's William Hurt, you putz. That's his brother. We're supposed to be getting some pistachio pudding here in a minute. There's just I need it. KJ Sparkles needs to get on point here.
Is that on the approved eating regimen?
It's sugar free, like the rapper.
So back on that Ultron joint. Yes. I was just hoping that it was just a little bit bigger. It looks great, but.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. Honestly, I just don't have anywhere to put it. That's the thing. In short of just buying it for an investment, you know, You could probably find some stock to buy for $300 if I want.
Ace, what was the size of that? Was it?
It's like 10.5 inches to the top of the head.
10 size?
It's too small, man.
Wait.
That's standard size. That's what you fucking
really? Buying for an investment? You forgot to cancel a pre-order?
Yeah.
There you go. What now? I don't. Who pre-orders?
You still pre-order?
I place multiple pre-orders and forget about them. That's what I do.
Is that thing ratcheted?
Oh, it's ratcheted everywhere.
The stand that it comes with, like, it's cool. All the shit that it comes with, except for there, the arms failed on you. That
yeah, because it's connected to the sword.
Listen, bro, you're stuttering there already.
There he goes. Realm of regret. Regret.
Ace just unsold me on it. I mean, I talked to a reviewer about it, and he said he couldn't see them ever making a better version of it.
Yeah. The only thing that's not I'm sorry. Even the outward hips are ratcheted.
There is no outward hip motion. There's what one click? What are you talking about?
It doesn't even hold. Does it hold? Put it out.
No, it doesn't. No, he's holding it.
Man, I'm just gonna stick with the lion bot, man. I'm gonna go get that old school lion bot joint, and I'll be happy.
I'm gonna get the old matchbox one with the pilots.
That's the soul. Whenever they make the body of Chogokin version, that's taller. I'll take that.
Hey, who knows?
He's got so much soul, he don't need no music.
What if KBB in oversized?
Oh man! Oh, Wei Zhang, man. Wei Zhang, do your thing, bro.
Call him, Dust. Call him.
I'll hit him up tomorrow. Yo, Wang.
Hit him up on Weibo. Just say yo.
We got you, man. We're gonna fucking back this.
Yeah, we're back.
We can't even sell fucking hats.
Realm of bootlegs. Can you imagine? All right, so the topic, the conversation tonight, the title of the show is about all that jazz. Spirit finger. So, who all in here actually ended up with that figure? Brink, did you get it?
Nope.
So
I listened to Dust. And I didn't get it.
So Dust got
it. That's your mistake.
I don't tell anybody to listen to me. All I do is tell you how I feel, and you guys can go from there.
Ja Rule got it. Who else? Jisky didn't get it yet, did you know?
No, but I will get it, even though everybody's saying it just goes against my – for everybody that doesn't know, my New Year's resolution is to not pay retail for a figure ever again after Tarn. And that was the stipulation. It was Tarn was going to be my last retail figure. So, no, I haven't gotten it yet.
See, I think maybe that's why you're setting yourself up to not like it, because I can't believe I paid full price.
No, but, I mean, nah, that's not the...
All right.
But, I mean, listen, at the rate that we're going, I'm going to try and get this jazz by the end of the week.
There's a lot of unhappy campers out there.
If Gus doesn't put a hammer to it, you'll get it.
Yeah, when I threw the box, I knocked it back. Hopefully it knocked the legs where it's supposed to be. Yeah, the tabs, nope.
All right, so Dust, starting out, tell me what you love about the figure.
I love the look. Okay, this is fucking jazz. This is jazz. They nailed the look. They really did.
Are there any other figures in your collection that have a similar issue where they look fucking great, but they just are shitty figures?
Sun Surge. No disrespect to my birthday gift.
You should have the figure like twice a week.
I wasn't happy with Sphinx, but yet he does. He fills the part.
Okay.
I'm looking at, of course, the Autobots, because that's where I have the most of them.
So why even talk about getting rid of the jazz then? Why wouldn't you just put it on the shelf and forget it, as they say?
I think that's exactly where I'm moving towards. And a couple of two days later, I'm not just warming up to it. It still has some issues, but I was fiddling with the legs a little bit. I got it a little bit more secure, but the tabs, they still pop out. People say that you could shave them down. Why am I shaving it down? $90. Why am I shaving it down?
I mean, are they popping out because they're too big? Is that the issue?
You know, they say it's an alignment thing, but I got everything where it's supposed to be. Everything's popped in where it's got to go. It's, you know what? It's something that you need to have in your hand. I can't really explain it to you. You need to have it. You get what I'm saying? It's sure, just one of those where you're just disappointed out it was right out the fucking box, man. I was just really fucking, it wasn't what I expected.
You know, and the problem is, I was going to say, not to interrupt you, but you got your last figure before this one was Sovereign.
Yes. And I took that into consideration too, but then I'm like, Sovereign was only $40 more than this, you know? You know, where is the fucking, you know? And there was just, I mean, honestly, I could look past the leg issue. The tabs underneath the front bumper, the red, I'm looking at it now, the red, they pop out all the time. You cannot put the figure, you cannot put his hands above his head without that popping up.
Oh, it's like Pac-Man. He's the same. Yeah. Looks like little teeth.
Feed me, Seymour. It's fucking garbage. Mine doesn't do it. Yours doesn't do it?
All right, so Ace, let's talk.
It's a design flaw. He's not doing it right. That's why.
No, he's not.
It just popped out now. Not. Just me shaking it.
You got to go all the way around.
Here, look. Can you look? You see what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. See what just happened?
It popped.
So it's in the rotation of it, not in this.
Yeah. The top of the shoulder hits this white piece right here.
Yeah.
Which pulls that top portion up, untabbing it. It's a design flaw, Ace.
Yeah.
So they would
don't say yours isn't doing it because everybody's on YouTube's is doing it too.
How is Ace is not doing it then? What did you break?
Did he break anything?
You had to break something. You broke something.
He's not transformed right.
He probably didn't put the fucking. He didn't put the pegs in the underarms.
Yeah, he didn't use the shoulder pegs. The shoulder locks.
If you don't put the pegs in the underarms, it's not going to happen.
I see what you're saying. It's hitting the hinge.
Yes.
So.
And here's another thing, and then this is another thing that really pisses me off. See, no matter you push it up, and the fucking thing keeps coming down. That's a letdown also.
Wet down. I'd rather
a wet down. Down. The ratchets, it's either he's in a T or he's in an A. And if you do one in, it's remember the
Dust, who doesn't like T and A, you know?
The Beast Hunter's Shockwave. How he was, the teeth are too big. I would rather a friction. This is just me personally, I'd rather a friction in there.
Now, does this make you consider then the Toy World one possibly?
No, hell fucking no.
No?
No way.
Completely out.
No way. Yeah, this thing is – this is your G1 looking jazz, without a doubt. And this is what we have right now. So
Dust, let me ask you. Because you are not in on this, and then all of a sudden you like
– Because
you
I was an asshole. Hanny hit me like, up, and he's like, yo, I got it in. I'm like, fuck it, because I was on a high. I was buying – I've purchased more toys in the past month and a half than I've done probably the whole last year, because I just wasn't happy with stuff and just waiting on things, and I need a fucking jazz. I need it. But you know what? I was smart and I didn't buy the Bad Cube Trailbreaker. I didn't buy the MMC was Mastermind, right? Trailbreaker. I was smart with that. I looked at this. I got the same vibes. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. And I fucking did it anyway. And I think the only reason why I did jump on this is because at least with Trailbreaker, we know that there's going to be others coming. Better options, Fans Toys, and even to say X-Transbots. So I think with this one, I was just like, fuck it. Just do it.
I think you're going to get, especially because it sounds like this. The consensus is this jazz has issues. I think you're going to see other companies jump on it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, all right, that was a weak offering, and Toy Worlds isn't going to hold up.
The one thing that really got me, and they said, well, the plastic's supposed to be malleable for the fucking transformation. Not in the fucking legs, or the feet. The feet, the plastic is garbage. The flap, the gray flap is garbage. The hands feel like fucking shit. I had Gundog, and the plastic does not feel the same. His wrists are on a mushroom peg.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? These are the things that just bug me. The flaps here on the arms, when you go to do any type of posing on the figure, these flaps pop open. It's just a little annoyances.
Yeah, when I was watching Toy JoJo's just, review, I was like, those don't tab?
You know what? And shout out to that review, because you know what? He really fucking told it how it was afterwards, you know? The fucking shit broke on him. The figure
what broke on it.
This is a bad make toys product, period.
Yeah, you know, and
make toys is usually known for doing good quality stuff.
You go by the name, you know, you think, oh, make toys, it's the best, it's a good quality, it's one of the top three. Fuck that.
Well, look, I just, you know, we have one person to blame, and basically, I think at TFCon, they were asking Ace for advice, and now look
at you can't blame me because they didn't listen to anything I said.
What did you tell them, Ace? What advice did you give them?
A peg for the neck to lock in.
Okay.
That's not one of the issues. There's nothing wrong with that.
So like, this guy's a fucking idiot. And
above the knee swivel.
Nothing wrong with that.
Above the knee swivel. Yeah, I don't think it had ratcheted hips.
Who gave this guy an invite?
All of these tabs were all retardedly loose because it was a super early test shot.
Yeah.
So like nothing stayed in anyway, so like you couldn't tell any of that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even think it had these bits that pop off. I don't even think they were on there. On the test shot. We weren't allowed to take pictures, so I have to go by memory. And I don't remember.
I think like what Bobby said in his video about like the tabs underneath the wrist, they should be a little bit longer or something. Something should have went on with that, man. You know.
I like Jay Ruse. Look at Jay Ruse, her best.
What are you doing?
Hey, so Jay Ruse, so tell me what do you love about the figure? And then tell me your
he's doing jumping jacks. So I love the way he looks. You know, I'm not into that toon look. I'd rather have the toy look. But this guy is jazz. You know, he fits the mold, the body shape, the paint, the colors. Everything is toon jazz.
And I can't say anything against that at all. And it is growing on me. Like the next day I said, you know what? I was having a bad day. I got a little pissed off at it. Let me go back. And there was things I liked about it. I got the legs better, but the fucking tabbing issues.
So I'm going to put this in my DTOF and be very happy looking at him.
Yeah, walk away. Walk away and never touch it again.
No, I think he's good to pose and play around with.
But don't put his hands in issues. Don't put his hands over his head.
I know his limitations, you know, so I know what not.
Why should there be limitations? Like
that. I know.
$90 fucking figure.
I'm not saying there should be. So,
Interjohn Attic just, I think he won this argument in the chat. So, who the fuck is going to swing their jazz's arms? Auto aerobics? Pose the thing.
Yeah, I don't like the giraffe neck. There's just a few things.
That was like the first thing I put down. I was like, please just put a tab to the next logs in.
His neck isn't that long.
Yeah, but you know what? It should be tabbed in. It should lock.
They were like, fuck you. We got bigger problems to worry about.
Yeah, we got to worry about them fucking tabs underneath the fucking hood.
What I don't like is this in my picture. The little bit hanging off the bottom of the car.
Can't push that
car
back anymore?
Nope.
It's definitely an afterthought.
Does that shit drag the ground back there?
Nope.
It's really close. Look how close it is to the ground, but it does not drag, which I guess they
accounted for. I kind of hate that.
But it's really – this is like the rear bumper.
That was the major turnoff for me, and I looked past that just to get the fucking thing.
Episode should be called Realm of Complainers.
And then this car, like the fact that you see this in car mode is also not cool.
Yeah, but you see that shit in other ones too. Like I feel like I understand the legs and the arms, but I feel like complaining about the shit that hangs off underneath it is kind of like now you're just nitpicking it.
No, okay. So
and that's
I'm
okay.
I'm really never gonna have it in alt mode, so
but
I don't
really
care.
Look how perfect it is. It's almost perfect, if not for these two fucking.
Yeah, problems. that's the problem.
And that's the killers. Like they're there.
Good.
They're there.
Yeah, I will say even the red one is fine, but like it's that little fender piece that really sucks. That piece.
Yeah,
just,
they should have
cover it. You just cover it with your thumb in the photo, dude, and you're like, yeah, that looks cool. Like, I can forgive the red thing, I understand, but...
This here...
Even that thing doesn't bother me that much. Because you can angle that out, you know what I mean? You're going to do a three-quarter angle when you take a photo of it anyway.
So, my biggest complaint, besides the tabbing issue, is they didn't put any paint on the gun and the feet.
It's terrible.
So, I believe Phil in the Realm of Collectors Facebook group, pointed out that there's a Tamiya silver paint that someone, and he didn't post it, but he reposted it, that had painted all the gray into that silver, and it looked really nice.
Okay. Hey, I mean, that's an option.
Know, at the end of the day, we're just discussing problems that we have with the figures and what we feel. If you guys got a fucking the golden goose, that's fucking fantastic. I doubt it's that golden.
What you know, I'm not going
to
say.
Those are the people that don't want to say, hey, I paid $100 and this fucking thing sucks.
We're not saying you're wrong.
Yeah,
but you are.
It has issues.
It's not.
We know it has issues. You know it has issues.
All I'm going to say is for the price we paid, the $100, I got Make Toys Hound. He has paint on his weapons.
He's a great figure. That thing was great quality.
No design issues or flaws or untabbing or any of that, you know?
Yeah, that figure is fucking great.
Yeah. And you know, he's not everybody's hound. He's not going to be my hound because I'm probably going to get the fans' toys. But that's not going to change the fact that he's probably one of the best figures in my collection right now because there's nothing wrong with him. I mean, $80, $20 less than Jazz.
How much of it like is because
this is total hype train right here. This is tarn-tastic.
How much of it is because it's Jazz? Would you be as upset if it was let's say a Gears, if Gears had all these issues, or if it was Trailbreaker? I mean, is it because it's a figure that's like a must-have figure? Like, I think you could go without having Gears.
I definitely think the anticipation is definitely. You know?
Or is it because it's Make Toys? If this was Bad Cube, would you forget? Or KFC or X-Trans?
Or even MMC.
Yeah, that's a great fantastic.
Would you forgive this more than you're forgiving it with a company that you have kind of hung we've hung our hat on as collectors, as they've got their shit together and they put out a good product? And
it's fun. I've never owned that many Make Toys things.
Well, listen, let's look at it this way. So they were the first ones to put out an MP scale Inferno, right?
Yes.
Can anybody on this panel think of a single person that said this Make Toys Inferno is a piece of shit, the plastic shitty and all this doesn't tab in?
Nope.
No, it's an awesome figure.
It's okay.
Figure. Except for the hip skirts. It did have those shitty ass hip skirts.
That was one piece.
It was just a design flaw.
Yeah, shout out to Robert D. I forgot he broke that. You didn't hear a single person say anything about it, right? So I don't know. Maybe if this had been and let's be honest, if this was an X Transbots figure, everybody would probably be like, this is the best thing X Transbots has ever done.
Yeah, that's true. Think about that. Yeah, think about that Jazz in comparison to like their Beachcomber.
Right. So I think us as we're so fucking spoiled.
We're making excuses for the fucking.
We are. But
I think the legs are too long, to be honest with you.
It's like this, right? It's like having kids, right? You have to hold them all to the same standard.
For the record, Russ is leaving the show because he can't handle the hate between me and Dust.
See you later, Russ. Peace out.
For the record.
Just watch what you say on podcasts.
For the record, James is still Spider-Man.
No, James, dude, listen.
You're committed, bro.
My hat's off to you.
You're more committed than the guys that play Spider-Man. They've been three of them in 10 years.
I'm trying. Chris, I want to just slightly disagree with your point.
That's allowed.
I think it's more of the fact that it's Jazz than it's Make Toys.
Fair enough.
They fucked up a crucial character.
This is the character everybody wanted. Ears, you know, he's one of Optimus's lieutenants. You know, he's like, I think he was his main lieutenant in the first season, and. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the first few episodes, he was like, he was Prime's right hand man.
And he was on Moonbase 1, right?
Prime!
Yeah, and
Jazz to Moonbase 2.
And, like, everybody wanted the perfect Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And while this looks great,
let's face it,
they didn't want issues with it.
It's not a fucking spin out. All right? Listen, we're not making it like a. I'm not making it to be like a.
Take your issues to Coolsville, okay?
Yep.
Oh, handle it over there.
Let me just say, I was expecting a little bit more. That's it. Then that's basically it. I was expecting a little bit more. But then when I pick up older figures like some of the old Takara masterpieces, like the Lambos and all that stuff, and I'm like, all right, it'll work for a figure that was 2 years old.
Here's what I really love
but
about
it's
it.
It's not working for a figure that should be made now.
It looks like it was made by Takara. It looks like it would fit right in with
2 years ago.
No, but I mean, that's shit. I don't care. You know, if it's.
Come on, man. We've come so much further.
No, I think their older figures are better than their newer figures. Yeah,
Prowl and the Dotsons are still great.
Yeah.
Do you guys think if this Jazz had more rigid plastic, like it would tab together better? Or is it soft, or what's the deal?
I don't know, Brian. They made this plastic for transformation purposes. It's got to be malleable. You know? The malleable flag is being raised.
I'm sorry, James. Did I interrupt you? Sorry.
No. It's funny. Are you guys worried for MakeToys' next, you know, MP car?
I wouldn't know because I probably won't buy it.
What are they making? Are they making
the next MP car is a Point Blank.
No, I'm not worried about that thing.
See you.
I'm not. You know, I just think
I wasn't buying it to go.
Well, what if it's an actual one that you care about, like from season one or whatever? Maybe they decide to do a Sunstreaker.
I wouldn't worry about it. I think they rushed this guy out. They wanted him out before Toy World, or maybe they heard rumors of Takara, you know. So,
well, I mean, the test shot I handled was the second run of the mold, and that was in October. So, what was that? 3 months?
Yeah, they weren't going to.
3 months from.
They weren't changing anything. They were done. They were like, fuck these guys. This is what we're giving them.
It was rushed. They wanted to get it out before something else came out. So, I think that was the issue.
Yeah, I don't think they're worried about what Coolsville is going to do.
You know? So, actual price for this figure with its flaws, realist. I mean, hate aside, what would you pay for it to be like, all right, this is worth picking it up for X amount? And I'm really just asking for me because I'm not paying for retail anymore.
You know, so. I'm not really fucking hating this thing. It's growing. Like I said, it's growing on me. And you know, every day I find new things to kind of fix it. But I shouldn't have to fix a figure that's $100. We say that about everything.
Yeah, right? That's the thing I have to say is I think like you could look at every one of your figures that you have and go, all right, here's, you know, I shouldn't have to deal with this. I shouldn't have to deal with that.
Yep.
It looks good. And it looks like it belongs. That's the thing about it to me. I agree with, I think it was on Bobby's review, and you guys had mentioned it too, like the shins, the gray for the shins and the feet and the gun. I think that plastic does look shitty.
Oh, it's like
it would have had a finish.
Nail quality.
Yeah, but that's it. Other than that's the only thing looking wise, like, I don't need him to have, he doesn't need to fucking hold the gun. You know what I mean?
Well, because it went too tuned with that gray.
No, it's just
the gray is spot on to the tune. It's just it's straight plastic.
It's the shitty plastic. It's like the
swirly steel fucking garbage.
Hold on, let me
pop speaking of the gun, Ace, I was curious if you're really disappointed that the gun didn't fit in his hand the way MakeToys does with their
The slot? Yeah, I would have preferred a slot.
Let me see. I don't know if you can see, like, but I'm putting the least amount of pressure on this gun. And oh no, you can't fucking see.
He's gonna break it.
Yeah, this shit's fucking gonna fucking bend. It's like I could fucking sneeze on it.
I'm sure they put the slot on there so it would be more compatible with other MP guns, but I would have preferred a slot. I love the slot.
All right, so price.
Who doesn't?
That's actually...
Give me a price. Give me a price.
70?
70, right. Yeah, 70. I would say 70's fair.
The Striker Madness is a fucking beautiful figure, and that was, what, 80? 85, something like that?
If this had more paint, I could say, okay, I could justify a little bit more, but...
Yeah, yes. I'm not trying to be cheap. I'll pay 80, 85 for it. You know?
You pay BBTS prices.
Oh yeah.
What's that?
So that's $5 different from
BBTS
what you
BBTS is pre-ordering?
Plus that plus shipping.
So the same price that their Hound was, essentially, or cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly could tell you that I think the Hound was way
Hound
better
is a better toy
and a better figure. You got more for your money with the Hound toy than this.
I want to take the time for a minute here to commend KFC, X-Transbots, and Fans Toys for pricing their shit correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not some of their bigger bots, but I mean, like...
Looper same price, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe not some of their bigger bots, but look at their fucking... Their Hound's great, and it was fucking, what, $80? $85? Mm-hmm. Bucks?
Well, that was so was the Make Toys.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you're paying that premium price.
Well, the guy told me it was going to be over 100 if they put all the toy paint on.
You know, and what I told you guys originally was I'm not going to do it. I should have stayed with that.
Hey, listen.
And if a year from now, nothing's come out from then say fuck it, just buy it. Settle. Hashtag settle.
I
still like it.
Hashtag yeah, I think not good. Settling in 2017. Listen, Dust. I'm here for you, man. If you're feeling a weak spot coming on in your willpower there, just give me a call. We'll talk through it, okay?
Where were you guys, man? Fucking handy hit stuff. He's like, yo, Dust, I got that new shit. And I said, fucking PayPal. Where were you guys?
You're like, okay,
I'm doing the pookie dip. Crying on the bed.
Yo, man, these double cheeseburgers, man.
I got just these like, cheeseburgers.
I just need to say, it's not like it's the fucking worst piece of shit ever, but it does have its issues. I was expecting a little bit more, and that's about it. You know, I just, it's on you. Why don't you guys take that chance? Or you know what? For $10, you could hold mine for a couple of days with a $90 deposit. And send it back and tell me what you think.
I mean, I will say not to take away from you, Dust, but I think you're a little bit more vocal, and I think that you scrutinize things a little bit more on some figures. But to hear Jay Ruse say he doesn't like it, to me is...
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Yo, but
where did I say that?
But Jay, I assumed you didn't like it. I'm sorry.
No, I love this figure.
Oh, okay, you have some of the similar issues?
You don't have some of the similar issues?
I feel like the biggest issue
Jay Ruse, you don't have some of the similar issues?
I do.
Okay.
I don't love the figure.
Oh, you can look past that?
I love Apollyon.
So right. you're a settler. Yeah, well, so do I, because it looks good. And this jazz looks good, so I guess I'm stuck with that, just like I'm stuck with Apollyon.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
And it's that's where I get angry after all these years, that this is what we're fucking doing.
But the issues are secondary to his appearance. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just want him to look fucking great on the shelf. I want him to look like Jazz in my collection on my shelf.
You know what I did?
You know how many times I transformed my Transformers? Probably once each. And that was if they came in car mode to robot mode. And they're just going to go on the shelf and look like the characters are going to look like. And this Jazz does that. You know what I mean?
And exactly what you said. When I was pissed off at it, what I did was I came in here, I put it on the shelf, I shut the light, and I said, you know what? Just leave it alone. You're not in the right place. I was not in the right place that night to open it. I thought I was. I wasn't. Next day, come home, look at it on the shelf with the rest of the gang, and I'm like, yeah, okay. And then I picked it up and like, fuck this. You know what I mean? So as long as I guess, just like Sphinx and just like Sun Surge and some of these other fucking things, if I just leave it there, I guess I'll be happy. I guess. I'm a hard man.
Nobody's going to make one better. I don't think anybody's going to make one better. I don't think Takara's going to get that license. I mean, they probably have the design and the toy all figured out, but they probably can't get the license.
I'm not waving the fucking fans toy flag, but you don't think they'll come out with a better one?
I doubt it. I mean, if they do, if they ever announce it, then yes, it might be better.
Dust, I didn't bring my flag, or I would wave my fans toy.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? It's like I went against the headlights I didn't like. I went against the bumper I didn't like, and... Oh, just looking at it now, of course, you're like, fuck it, hey, it's fucking Jazz, it's fucking great. But then when you go to move the fucking arms, it's like, ugh. There was just too much going on at once, man, and it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Shit popping and flipping, and you have to hold this down to do this. It's hard enough to fucking...
Ace really hasn't said anything. Ace, you happy with yours? Or?
I love it. Fucking thing's great. I told you guys I love it.
All right, I don't got to be here.
Good night, folks.
I still like it. I mean, it's not perfect.
Let's get honest Ace in the house.
I think Jazz. I mean, Jazz. I think. Jesus Christ, Hound is a better figure, but for what it is,
I wish we were getting Hova.
Yeah, Hova.
You remember how excited everybody was when that was going to be the thing?
The only thing I really don't like is the hip ratchets. I hope they give us new ratchets. Because that's something, you know, that's one good, that's another good thing about Matoids, is they'll give out replacement parts for free.
Why would they put ratchets on a figure that small for the hips?
Because there's not a lot of weight in the legs.
I would have been cool with a friction.
It's because it's die-cast thighs underneath die-cast body, torso.
Oh, I didn't realize that there was die-cast.
This is die-cast, and then the thighs are die-cast.
That's why
that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
That the torso was, or the waist was all die-cast.
Yeah, the silver part of the waist is all die-cast.
Is it the worst figure of 2017 so far?
Where are you getting?
I'm just asking. You're just blowing this.
I don't know. Person. I don't know. I didn't get grump yet.
I mean, I think the best figure in 2017.
You think it's better?
I don't know, man. I was.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No,
I was happier
Sovereign.
With my fucking BB7. BB7 Coneheads, man. I was happier with them.
Wait, here's what we got for 2017 so far. You got the Galvatron. You've got Tarn, and you've got this thing. And then, of course, Grump and the Bad Cube Lori and stuff like that.
I like Jazz better than Tarn. I don't like him.
I don't own a Lori, but I think that was probably going to be the worst figure. So
I like Lori
by looking.
I mean,
Lori's pretty good.
Dude, Ace fucking flip flops like a fucking motherfucker. He said he that deluxe, thing the first day deluxe, he got it.
Deluxe said Ace's forehead is die cast.
I will say that I think Tarn is the best figure of 2017 so far. I think it's better than that Galvatron.
Let's get Russ on the phone. Get him back in here.
It's fucking overpriced, but and I think the hype, I think it's way overhyped, but I still think it's dope.
I think the transformation on this guy is fantastic.
Really? You think it's fantastic? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Really, it's the best transformation you've ever fucking seen.
I didn't say that. Did I say it was the best?
The way you got to pull those little fucking that fucking fender thing down, and it's
and that shit was
oh, come on. The
I
fucking
love it.
Legs
tight as fuck.
The legs and feet is a fucking mess, man.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
It's got automorph.
The fuck out of here, automorph.
I like the way the wheels get hidden in the chest.
Wasn't that an X-Men?
That is the best part of the figure. I love the way that he was the tab into the chest.
That's like, tight.
And you don't even see it.
Mm-hmm. I like the way the chest squeezes together a little bit, make it smaller to make it
how
more
about the hole? How about the tracks hole in the chest? How come nobody talks about the hole?
what hole?
The big hole in the what? Side of the fucking figure. Hold your figure up
you
and look.
A little tiny one?
Hello.
Every figure has
every.
Oh my god!
You every figure.
Hello,
has
I see you.
There's so many figures that have.
I can do that with Galvatron too.
Oh my god! You hello. Always pick that out. That is not something to pick out.
Look! Like you can see my eye. You can see my eye through there.
You're the worst.
Look at that! Holy shit!
I can pull 4-5 random figures out, and at least 4 of them will have that.
Uh huh. $90. Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. Whatever. Keep talking.
You're the worst.
and that's not looking for something because I told you guys the fucking first night that was one of the major things.
So listen. Thus, I think we need to have an intervention here. I think anytime you're going to buy a figure, you need to discuss it with at least 3 of us.
Nah, man. You okay. know, I usually have very good judgment, and this one was kind of an impulse.
Send us your PayPal money, and we'll send you how much.
And honestly, it looks that good. I mean, if I could have a fucking Kronos on my shelf and say, "Wow, I love this fucking thing." Then I could fucking have this on my shelf.
You could have a name your own price tool.
Basically, that's exactly how I could sum it up. If Kronos is on my shelf and I love the look of it, then I can honestly say that I like the look of this and this will stay on my shelf. Does that make up for all the hate?
I'm going to say I recommend it. I think it's a good figure.
I am disappointed, though. I was banking on buying that from Dust by the end of the week.
I don't know about recommending it, but I would say definitely try to get your hands on it before you purchase and
this is going to be the best Jazz that
make your own judgment out. Call. And if you want that, like okay. I said, I'm renting it out for $10 with a $90 deposit. hit me up.
Get it before this will you be on sale for Black Friday. This year.
Or if you're at NJCC, check on the table. It might be there.
All right.
So are you guys done bitching about that toy?
I think we spent enough time.
Spider-Man, do you have that coming this week?
No. I saw the hate and I kind of stayed away from it for a little bit.
Backpedaled. Okay. Yeah. So we've got some questions.
You want me to send it to you?
No.
No deposit. You don't have to send me a deposit or $10. You know,
gotta send him some thwip.
Look at him. He's got bare knees there. He's not wearing.
Underoos, and you know I.
He's not wearing a leg.
James is gonna have the opposite box of realm of regret because it's not gonna be in there.
It's just the box. rock.
No jazz.
Oh. All right, so we have some questions here, and we have a Jerry's photo segment we'll get to because I know he's not ready. So,
I closed the folder because I was opened up the jazz folder.
After this first question, we'll let you do. This is from.
Hey, Chris, are you getting this?
No, it's not fan stories.
It's not fan stories. It's a car, so no.
Would you like me to send it to you so you can look at it?
No.
Okay, great.
I have no interest in looking at it. I'll see it in JCC.
And then I'll... Listen, bro, you send it to me, and I'll send you $65.
I deposit. Non-refundable. Non-refundable.
You send it to him, and you'll forget about it. And
that's what happens when you put a price on it. You get offered that price. That's
right.
Oh, man.
Charge it to the game.
Charge it to the game.
I said that's why I wanted to know what it was worth.
Fucking sharks, man. Bunch of fucking sharks.
All right, so we have some questions here from our loyal listeners and watchers. The first one is from our homeboy, Damn Plastic Crack. This is a question he hit me up with online. I've been trying to make video reviews. People keep telling me to keep it short, and in one case, don't show the alt mode. Who knows what that was? Fast forward the transformation, etc. And I'm like, what's the point of the review then? Then I thought, you know what? A review is just a quick opinion about something. If that's a review, what is a video with transformations and scale shots called? And there's more to it as well.
What's the question?
Yeah, I actually
got out the deluxe.
So, likes and dislikes about Transformers video reviews. Not who people like or don't like, but more for what they do. For example, I hate when people start a video of a fig and it's not how it comes in the box. That aggravates me too. Most people start from alt mode. Something I do like is when they transform in both ways.
Yes.
Just for an example, or do people rather see a quick opinion video or a detailed video, etc.?
That's a good question. That really is a good question.
Yeah, so Brian, what do you think? What do you like to see? What don't like you? Do you like to see? And listen, you know, I've been watching a lot of different kind of reviews lately. Obviously, I collect the 6-scale stuff now in the 12-scale. So obviously, you're going to go over those. Those are going to be quite different than a Transformers review. And I think a lot of us lean on a Transformers review more so to make an educated opinion.
Yep.
So Brian, let me start with you. What do you look for in these reviews?
All right, I think a few things. I'll try to remember what I was looking for back in the day, right? Before I became a little more knowledgeable. Right?
And Brian, that's a good point. So what you were looking at when you were a newbie, you know, collector of this grade of figure versus what you look for now is obviously two different things, right?
Yep, for sure. Right. So what I was looking for in the past was definitely I wanted to see someone who went through all of the articulation. I wanted to know exactly how that thing bent and moved. And also in regards to that, you could hear it, right? So you can hear, sometimes you can hear if the plastic's cheap or not. You can hear if there's ratchets or not, kind of stuff.
Yeah, somebody used to tap on their figure, right?
Yeah. But you can just tell by the way they hold it and manipulate it, right? So you can kind of hear if it's going to be good quality or not. And the personality of the reviewer as well. Not necessarily showmanship, but, you know, if I like listening to that person talk, I'm going to watch their review. Just trying to think of anything else in particular. From a transformation standpoint, to me, that was just total enjoyment watching somebody play with a toy, believe it or not. I mean, it's good for instructional purposes sometimes when you get stuck, but I really like trying to figure that stuff out on myself, on my own, except for the first step. Like, these things come in alt mode, and you're like, I don't know exactly where to start, so you always gotta, you know, do that. I'll stop talking now so other people can have a shot.
Well, Dust, what do you look for? You've been in this game a long time.
Fuck, man. That's exactly how I started getting into this shit. Was watching a lot, stumbling onto fucking reviews and learning about third party and, you know, all the names, like, you know, you, you had your PRs and your fucking, hey guys, that's the Bottomuses, and your your fucking Bolt Matrix and Mitch Santonas, and you know, all the big names are there, and it was great to go and reference something.
Oh man, Mitch Santona, he still make videos?
I don't know, man. That guy just fucking fell off, man. But it was just enjoyable as a new collector to see things that I didn't know about, whether it was a year old or two years old. And it was like, wow, that was really informative. I'm going to look for that. And you go right to eBay and whatnot. And I'm talking 2012 when I first got back into this. But what I like to see is, you guys said, like, I like to see it transform both ways is a major thing, because sometimes I don't want to fuck with directions. Well, all the time I'm not fucking with directions. I'm going to use a fucking video, and you're going to go to your main sources for that. It would be nice to have that, especially if it comes out of the box one way, to do it that way and go back. That's cool too. I know a lot of guys like to go from vehicle to robot and just leave it be, but we need to know how to get it back. Some of us don't have the fucking patience, like me, or the hand skills with the flipper. We don't want to make a mistake, you know. You could also tell frustration levels in videos now. You could see when, you know, somebody might be saying it's a great figure, but you could feel the tenseness in their voice, like it's not. And then some reviewers are showcasers that just, I'm not going to listen to this guy's opinion, but I want to see what it looks like, and I'll make my own judgment. And that's basically how it is for me. I will make my own judgment by that video. But I do look at certain people out there, you know, of course, Bobby being one, there's a few others that I can respect their opinion, and I'll go with that.
So Victory Spider, you obviously have done reviews in the past.
Victory, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about from the other side of it. I mean, what are you as a reviewer? Now, Ace, obviously you do something. Yours is very unique. I'll get to you in a minute. Tell me, Jane, what is it that you're really trying to convey, I guess, with reviewing figures?
Well, when I started doing reviews, I wanted them to be quick, and I was more of a showcaser. Okay. I was buying stuff that was expensive, and a lot of like YouTube reviewers didn't review that type of stuff, like a Metal Hawk or a, you know, whatever it may be, a Victory Saber or something expensive that, you know you're going to spend a couple hundred bucks. And I want to know if this is worth it, the size and all that type of stuff. And that's how, and then I did the Brave stuff, because not a lot of people did that. Mm-hmm. But you got to be honest. For me, I fell into the trap of like, I can't, you know, I'm truthful, but I'm not going to review something I don't like because I bought it. And then here it is. I'm not going to have the revolving door of like, I'll just get rid of it. I'm going to review it though. And I'll just give my opinion. And most of the stuff I review was old. You know, like the mask toys, all that 80s shit.
Yeah, I love your mask reviews. They're great. They're really good. I enjoy them all, but your mask reviews are really good.
But and as far as like watching videos of others, I only do it after the fact that if I already have my own opinion. I know what I'm going to get. But I wouldn't mind seeing someone else's video to see their opinion. Like, oh, okay, so we match up, or oh, I never even thought about that. Or, okay. Rarely will I watch someone's video for an instructional, you know, purpose of like, oh shit, how do you tab this in? And I need a quick like fix at times. But yeah, I don't know. That's what I do. What I look at.
Okay. So Ace, when you're trying not to break stuff live on. Well, I mean, just seriously asking you that. So I think you do some of the things that, and you always try to transform it both ways, right?
No, usually I just go straight to from vehicle mode, from alt mode, only because there's less shit to talk about in alt mode. So we kind of like do alt mode when we do figure bang. We do alt mode real quick, usually like 5-10 minutes, and then cause there's not usually a lot of stuff to talk about.
Hey, shout out to fucking Ace with his Cubex Huff review video.
That was actually my biggest video. I got like 4,000 views on it.
Yeah, I think at the one time you were the only one that had a video
That's
out.
That's why I was like, I gotta jam this video out.
Uh-huh. I wonder if I saw that before.
Go back and look at it. There's some tolerances issues. You gotta pull this, and it's kind of.
Hey, listen, I helped you.
Yeah, you did. And I hit you up. I was like, yo, man, thanks for that vid. That's a long time ago. Wow. Yeah.
So, so as far as for me, you know, I watch reviews to see a lot of the time. I'll be honest. A lot of the time I watch reviews for this show. And there's a lot of stuff I probably would never even look at if it wasn't just to have some conversation. Like I watched the instructional video for the Make Toys Downbeat, and I watched the Bobby's video, and I might have looked at one more just to kind of get a feel for what it was.
So watch the Toy Dojo one.
Yeah, just so I know what you guys are talking about, especially if I don't pick up nearly as much as I used to. But I will tell you that, you know, I so rarely pull stuff out of here and transform it that it's I often need some assistance with a video. And finding one that goes both ways, so to speak, is a little challenging because it isn't something that a lot of people do. And even if you speed it up, you know, or do cut screens or whatever, I'm fine with that. I just think transforming it both ways and starting from whatever mode it comes in the box.
If you're like a regular reviewer, that's a good way to do it. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of people that still do that. Mm. You know, and
I think Bobby does that for the most part.
Yep. There's a lot of guys. I don't want to ramble through them, but what I did notice like lately was like some guys that have been watching for a long time or just it seems like they're running through the motions now
with some. Yeah, I've noticed one person in particular was that one out there was just like, well, here it is. Okay.
I remember back in the day it used to be like, wow, like there would be every day there'd be like 2, 4, 5. I'd sit there for like a half hour, like it was like TV time. And watch videos, and then like, you know, Rolling Steel will come over on a Saturday night, and I'm like, "Yo, did you see this video?" Whatever. We spend like an hour watching videos and talking about it. It's like, it's not like that anymore.
And because they're all getting the figures for free.
And it's like I got all the I still have all the channels the same. I'm subscribed to the same guys, and it's like, and then when you do finally see something from these guys, you're like, "Eh, whatever." You know, you just skip over that video. You know, it's kind of sad, you know, because that's part of the one reason that got me back into collecting again and going strong was listening to these guys and like, yeah, I'm going to get that. I want this. My bank account loves it, but, you know, I just wanted to throw that in there.
So, Jisk, what about you?
So, back in the day, I was looking for whether or not I should buy it. You know, I mean, that's like, dude, I just wanted somebody's opinion to know if it was good or not, if it was worth, you know, spending the money. You know, I think everybody, especially when you first start out as a Transformer collecting, you're like, God damn, this shit's expensive. And now you're just like, $150?
So no problem.
I'll take $30 grocery store. $300 on a figure.
So just any reviews do you dirty on that? Like, give you bad advice?
No, I don't think so. Like I never had like an issue where I went and bought it off of because I watched a bunch. Like I was watching a bunch and I just tried to see what the consensus was.
Don't always go with just the one. Right. Watch a few.
Now I watch really just for looking at materials and for transformation, not for help for transformation, but just whether or not I think it's bullshit or not. Because I like James, I already know when I'm going to buy. Like I know like a lot of people now that this KFC Ditka came out, they're like, "Oh man, this transformation or this thing," and I'm still in on this figure, and I'm like, okay, cool. I know what I'm getting into, and it doesn't look like it's bullshit. I mean, that's kind of – the materials look decent, and it looks like it's not going to be a shitty transformation, or it's not going to have any fucking dumb spots, or they're not cutting corners. Like, that's the stuff I look for now. Like, the articulation to me is cool to see, but I'm not going to not buy a figure that I think the way – I don't give a shit about the articulation. I don't need it to pose all crazy. So – yeah, that's what I look for now. Okay. Materials and transformation.
That's Jay great, Jesk.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Jay Roos, do you have an opinion here?
I do, as usual. So originally it was just like Jisk. I wanted to know what a reviewer's opinion was or multiple reviewers' opinion was before I bought a figure. Now that we're in the game and we know the news and we are looking at these figures and the shit is out there, 6 months, 4 months, 2 months, and then a month in advance, you see
shit changed.
You all know what we're getting. So when I see a review of a figure I don't have, I'm looking for the appearance and aesthetic in both modes, and then the size comparisons. I want to make sure it fits in with what I want it to fit in with. Then I look at the articulation, then the quality,
And then I want to hear the guy's opinion. And this is before I own a figure. After I own it, I want to see the transformation, and I want to follow a video transformation from start to finish, because I don't want to fuck up my figure. I don't want to rip. I don't want to rip an arm off. I don't want to rip a tab off. I don't want to break anything.
The worst is do this, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Don't do that.
Why are you telling me 20 seconds later? Wait a minute. You know what I mean? Whoa. Yeah.
Do you transform a figure without ever watching anything or looking at anything, or do you always have some kind of reference, J. Ruth?
It depends on the figure. Like Tarn, I had watched the video beforehand, so I was familiar with the transformation. So I was able to transform him easy because, again, he's a simple figure. Simple Tarn, huh, Russ?
Overpriced.
but something like a masterpiece that I know is more challenging transformation, I'll watch a video, pause. I'll step by step, watch the arm transformation, pause, transform it. If I fuck something up, go back, watch it again.
You get pissed off when they go too fast.
And then, yeah.
Slow down, motherfucker! God
damn it! So then,
I'm fumbling the Xbox controller and the fucking figure.
like jazz. Yeah, I watched the whole video. I don't even want to fuck. I already know the plastic is thinner, and there's a lot of tabbing and shit, so I wanted to watch it from beginning to end and transform it. I didn't want to risk figuring it out myself. And that's how I'll do for almost anything masterpiece, because, you know, masterpiece has paint, it has chrome, it has fiddly bits, because they're making such wide panels into tiny little pieces that form arms, you know? So there's a lot of fiddly bits, and I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, I would love to jump in there and be like, I'm going to figure this out, but I'm just like, nah, not at $100 fucking dollars, I'm not.
Is fiddly bits a breakfast cereal?
I think it's a fucking puppy cereal.
It's my testicles.
Fiddly bits.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, my testicles.
They're burning dogs.
I will say this too. I'm just about like, I'll watch, as far as just reviewers, I'll watch if it's a figure that I want that I don't have, whoever has the video up first, I'm going to watch that one.
And that's a war.
And then, and only because I just want to see it. And then the only other person that I watch is Bobby. That's it. So I'll watch somebody else. I'll watch somebody else if they have it first. So a lot of the times, like the Chosen Prime has a lot of shit up first, you know, because they're doing those instructional videos. Is that what they're calling them?
I believe it's called
advertisement.
Whatever. I watch a lot of those just because they've got stuff first. And then when I get the figure to transform it, at that point, I've usually seen it twice. So I try. I'm like, all right, I kind of have an idea of what I'm doing. No, I'm not going to watch a video. I'm going to go for broke, literally.
What I hate is when reviewers do test shots. And they have some type of
opinion. Tolerances may vary,
but they never state that, and they
never get the final figure to compare it.
Nope, it's just it's annoying, and it's just out the door. And you know, it's just a job. It's like, okay, I got it in. I got my views.
I'm good. You know, follow up on that shit. That would be cool if you follow up. You know,
so it was that it was the Cyclonus that we did on Figure Bang when the fucking thing wasn't spring loaded on the test shot. We were talking about that. And nobody was talking about it because it wasn't on the test shot.
I'm under the impression that once like a company like, just for example, like the Chosen Prime gets a figure that they say is a test shot, I'm almost convinced that there's no difference between that and the final.
Yeah.
So if anything's weird, like, well, it is a test shot, then I know, okay, that's going to be a problem. That's probably still going to be fucked up when I get the figure.
Well, I mean, Skullface got that Toy World Prime. And that's a test shot. And, you know, he said that he communicated with them and they took some of his advice from his video, you know? So,
yeah, but
so there are still true. There are still.
That wasn't actually a test shot.
Yeah. You know? Because, like he said that they were going to, they told that him, like, yeah, we'll paint the head or whatever. But I saw someone got it already and they didn't paint it. So,
well, there was an early release version to get it out before the Chinese New Year.
Oh, was there?
Come on. I honestly say, when the test shot's out, that's a final fucking. It's may not
say,
the
yeah,
final.
Say they lied to Bobby.
Final tolerance wise, but that's a final fucking figure.
Yeah.
What you're seeing there, transformation wise and detail wise, is what you're getting.
Something else I forgot to mention is I like seeing comparisons specifically for scale, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Better have that MP10 ready. People go crazy.
Not just MP10. like I want to make sure the Jazz is the same height as Prowl, you know, or the same height as the Lambos.
It just don't matter what the fuck you got.
Because I don't think the Toy World one is going to be the same size. I think that one's going to be bigger because I haven't seen any comparisons. Has anybody seen a
they go comparison? They go by their own scale anyway.
No, I'm pretty sure they did.
Guys are off the fucking chart.
I think there was a comparison picture months ago, and it actually showed it in scale with MP cars, which really just made everybody like, well, what the fuck? Why is Prime so big then? Yeah.
Back, forth, and forward.
Now, spinning back and forth with the videos, you think maybe reviewers think it's going too long?
I think that may be it, and that's another thing.
Time thing because people don't have the attention span.
You're exactly right. Like, unless it's something I'm super duper interested in, I'm either going to watch and listen. You watch certain reviewers, you know, all right, I know the first 5 minutes of this is not a whole lot of information. The last 5 minutes.
Read the box and.
Yeah, let's open him up and see how cool he really is. That's great. Just get to
how cool he really is.
Let's just get to
my favorite thing is when he reads everything on the box.
The meat and when he do you remember how funny Fans Toy Scoria's box was? It was awful. The English on it.
Let's stop giving this guy any more shine.
You know, you see people do a 6-inch figure review and it's 25 minutes long. The fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
I mean, it's got arms, it's got legs, it's got elbows, it's got wrists, it's got, you know.
It's like when people are, hey, Titans Returns Deluxe Class, 42 minutes? 42 fucking minutes? Are you serious? 42 minutes? What are you doing with it for 42 minutes?
I'm going deep. Deep.
So do guys watch videos of figures you already have? Am I the only one that does that?
Yeah. No, I do that too. If there's anything that I missed or, you know, may not know or any tips about something, yeah, I'll do that. Like I said, it was like a media outlet for me. And like instead of like popping on the TV and watching a sitcom, you know, or something at, you know, dinner time, I'll watch some reviews.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
You know?
Most of the time I'll sit down. I even drag the family through it sometimes.
Yeah. And it's not only just to watch the figures, because if I really enjoy the reviewer, I like to hear what they have to say. Yeah. And it's, you don't find that much anymore, but there is a lot of new guys that are coming up, you know, Ale Hasbro reviews.
You also get the community feel too, though, with to be part of something. And then you can comment and you can be like, hey, there's other people out there that have the same figure that I do. Yeah. And they may like it, may not, but still can be part of this group.
Yeah, just like you said, I used to watch it like TV, especially when I was catching up, right? It's like
it just doesn't seem like there's much content out there.
Well, I'll tell you guys, I do that. Like, I'll give an example. Last week was crazy busy for me, so Saturday morning I was up early, and I sat and watched YouTube. I watched like six of Bobby's videos, and I watched, you know, I'm into stuff other than sneakers, but other than shit, floor 40 and sleep there. Other than toys, I watch a lot of sneaker videos, and then some dial building stuff. So I have an odd variety of stuff that I try to keep up with. But you know, that's what I'll just binge watch it. I'll just set it up, and I've got it on my TV through my Roku, and just fucking pound it out. That's
and I like what Bob is like. You know, he's consistent. You know, you have such and such videos on such and such days, and you know they're there. And
he's even doing like one a day now.
Yeah, and even when he does like the Black Series shit, I'm not a Black Series fan, but I'll watch it.
Yeah,
because you know I respect.
I watch a lot of bullshit, but weird Japanese figures I never seen.
Yeah, you just respect. Yeah,
whatever. I just like the guy. I want to see what he has.
Yeah, you respect their opinion.
Weird Sailor Moon figure. Sure, I'll watch it.
Yeah. It's like it's the same reason why people watch this fucking show. They want to see what we have to say. You know.
Yeah, and I was gonna ask you. I was like, do you have a favorite reviewer? And they're about. All right, we're gonna do this today. I'm like, oh man,
fuck.
What else is on YouTube?
Fuckers. All right, guys, let's move on here. I think we're gonna do a little segment now called the pregnant
pause
with J-Ruse.
You mean the fast forward?
I mean, either way.
All right, guys. Jay Ruth here. We are going to be doing a segment we call.
Is that your ace?
That's
pretty good.
It's Ruza Bottom is here. All right, guys. This is the segment where we share pictures from I'm doing like a pregnant pause in between each word now. Where we share pictures from Instagram using the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
Realm.
Everybody
Realm.
Say it. Realm.
Realm.
Realm. Realm.
Type it in the chat.
Realm. Every week.
Realm.
Realm. All right. Every week I select 5 pictures from the community using the hashtag and feature them live on the show every Monday night at 8 p.m. This week was a fucking shit show of heavy hitters. I had a lot of fucking awesome pictures to choose from. I had like 10 in my queue. I narrowed it down to 6.
Wow.
There were lots of good fucking photos this week. A lot of heavy hitters. So first picture is by at Studio Dre 5 with this Figure Arts Mario picture. Just
hey, I can take indirect credit for this because he fell down the rabbit hole with us.
Oh, so, there you go, Jisk. You see this?
So I guess I should talk about this before you go any further. I did set up all of my Mario stuff. Just I felt like I should probably set it up one time just in case.
I saw you set it up on top of a priority mailbox.
One time.
I set it up on top of the DTOFs. I'll just say this real fast. And I don't know now. I'm on the fence.
I'm digging it, huh?
Going right into that
problem. I do like it, but I don't know if I like it enough to have it be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. This is great, though, this photo.
So, but this is an awesome picture, awesome perspective. Fucking bullet bill, fucking chasing down Mario.
Oh, and Bullet Bill, you know him by name, huh?
Yeah, I fucking played every fucking
It looks
game.
Like Bullet Bob to me.
No, it's Bullet Bill.
Shut up. Nobody asked you, Ace.
Deucin. Awesome shot. Studio Dre, love it. And next is wow. At Toyman98 with a fucking awesome lighted picture of, I think this is what, Gotham's Riddler?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that like where do you get the diorama from?
That's TV. That's a TV.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
Because I was going to say, that's fucking exact.
Oh, that's a TV. Oh, I'm guessing it's a TV. That's what I would do. And that's what it looks like, because you can't – there's no real depth. But that's okay because it's out of focus, so you don't need depth if it's out of focus.
So, I've done that trick many a time. That actually works really well.
You caught that?
Yeah.
I caught it late, but it was funny.
I got a few. There's not much, but I got.
That's all right, Dust. When I don't do it anymore, you can take care of it.
It's all right. I'll take over.
All right. So anyway, awesome shot at Toyman. I fucking love the lighting in this picture. Good job.
Shout out to foreseeable future.
Yep. He can take over.
Here's my boy.
Another awesome shot by at Hazaninus.
He does.
No, that's it right there. His name. He has it.
He has an Enus.
Yeah.
So awesome shot of I don't even know what figure this is. This is an
Ant Man. It's Ant Man.
Figure Arts Ant Man.
It's Figure Arts?
Yes, I'm pretty okay. sure.
I know it's an Ant Man.
It's not the Hasbro, so I'm pretty sure it's Figure Arts.
All right.
I thought it was an elongated man.
Mm-hmm. Looking like he shrunk down in some kind of diorama. Looks really great. Love the lighting. It's a great shot. Awesome shot at Hazaninus. Keep it up. And next is this picture, which I was tagged in. It's a fucking awesome picture by at Megatron Bold.
This thing got reposted by like everybody on Instagram.
Yeah, gave him
as soon as he put it up, I was like, yo, bro, where's that Realm of Collectors hashtag? He's like, oh, shit, I forgot.
This is the first picture I believe he has used the hashtag Realm of Collectors because I went on his page and I saw a lot of fucking awesome shots. So if you don't follow him or haven't visited his page, check it out. At Megatron Bowl, B-O-U-T. LTANY.
Just Megatron.
I want to say this too. This dude.
No, that's his name is that whole thing.
Yeah, his legal name is Megatron.
And yeah, and he built
these dials.
Yeah, he built this shit. He is so talented. This dude.
If you look at his, if you go onto his page, there's a ton of dials with very similar work to it. It's a lot of work, a lot of fucking awesome diodes. Check it out.
He's done instructional videos on Facebook, hasn't he?
Yeah, he posts. He posts a lot of stuff, videos and like not like watch. Was it Facebook Live? Is that what? Yeah, Facebook Live.
Yeah. Kind of stuff.
Yeah, man, check him out. So he does a lot of awesome
that his
shit.
Name is fucking Megatron. Like his real fucking name is Megatron.
Yeah, you know, them fucking Canadians, man. Shout out to Max, man.
They don't fuck around.
Hey, you know, I'll give that guy a super big shout out. He really, the information was out there, but he took the time to help me out when I was first getting started building shit. And a lot of the techniques and stuff he taught me, I'm to this day still using. So big shout out to Megatron.
Yeah, he actually put out an instructional video, I think, too, on one of his diodes.
Yep. Dude, we just said that 5 minutes
ago. Sorry about that.
Hey, look Brian, at the leaves.
Welcome to the end of the realm.
Like, look at the leaves. He fucking made these leaves. Like, look at the detail that's
in. You know what?
Shit.
He heard it on the YouTube show. That's why he's repeating it right now. The delay.
The twigs in the road. Like, this dude went insane on the detail.
I'm glad you put him in the showcase this week.
Yeah, man. When I saw the hat, it finally put a hashtag up. I was able to see this shot. It's fucking great. Yeah, man.
I tagged you before he tagged it. So did that make sense?
Yeah, and then he tagged it. So it's awesome. It has to have a tag for me.
Yes, you can't if you want your pictures on here, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors. That's that little number pound sign thing.
That way, our 30 viewers and our 5 listeners can know who you are.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I guess we haven't checked the latest stats there.
I'm close. I'm sorry, 31. All right. Awesome job. Next pick is by @ToyBoxPicks.
So you know people can watch this. People can watch this like after it gets online.
Yes. I know. I was being sarcastic.
No, you're not.
My God.
Ignorance and sarcasm aren't the same thing.
Yes. At Toy Box Picks.
James, still wearing the mask.
I'm done. Just two more pictures. I'm done. with, I think, is this the, which Thor is this, James?
Select.
Marvel Select, that's what I thought.
It's the Select.
Or maybe it's the Legends, I don't know. They look about the same, but that's the Select Destroyer.
And that's a Marvel Select Destroyer. Awesome shot of a Thor with a Marvel Select Destroyer. And Thor's calling forth the lightning.
He's got awesome that James shot. Cameron going on right there.
Some great effects added in. So good shot at Toy Box Picks.
Yeah, Bram said in the chat it is the Select Thor. You could tell by the holes in the lid. I said that, but, you know.
By the joints?
By the joint holes.
The joint
pins. He said the hammer gives it away.
not the holes. Okay.
Everybody said,
Thor, I'm going to put it in your joint hole.
I don't know. Do people really say that?
Hey, guys, I'm going to put it in your joint hole.
All right. And our last
joint hole.
Cool it really is.
That guy's a fucking joint hole.
See how cool it really is.
Extra bonus picture is by Iconic Toys again for the third week in a row with an awesome fucking picture with an awesome diorama with some fucking awesome posing by what are these guys called? I forgot.
Bad guys.
It's Demolition Man.
Demolition Man as troopers versus the Marvel Select Cable.
Is that Pierce Brosnan?
No. Could be. It could be.
James disappointed in that, man. You heard
the mask came off on that.
He's
like, fuck this. So awesome shot at Iconic Toys. You know, this guy, we had a conversation this morning and he's trying out some new stuff. He took this picture without any effects added in, like he normally does. So I think he's going for like an ACBA type of picture, which, you know, came out fucking fantastic. I love the perspective of Demolition Man, how one is really close up and one's in the middle and then the other one's a little further out and Cable is on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, he
really
that.
Looks fucking cool. Yeah. And all the posing that they're doing is really really good. I fucking
looks really natural for the most part.
Yeah,
that one guy's dead.
Yeah, that one guy laying there. So I was like, eh.
Cool. So
I mentioned
awesome job.
I want to see Tom Hanks be Cable. I think he could do it.
Hey, speaking of
superheroes, Wilson.
Actually, go ahead and wrap your segment here, Jay. And we got some breaking news here. So go ahead.
All right, so awesome job, everybody. I'm looking at you, and you, and you, and you, want to be featured on the show, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors on your pictures. Obviously, do a little something creative, awesome, some posing, some dioramas, some effects, anything you want. Just don't take it on your living room coffee table or on your dining room table.
You fucking hate
me. I'm never getting on here then.
Yeah, he's hating. This is the anti-dust talk right here.
Put some effort into your picture. I featured you, Dustin. You've had your plain white background. I featured you. Don't worry. But what?
It's all about perspective.
It's all this. This went racial.
No. Whoa.
Again, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors, and we will feature your photo live on the show Monday nights at 8 p.m. It will also be featured on our website, www.realmofcollectors.com, our Facebook page, Realm of Collectors, and our IG at Realm of Collectors. Thanks again, guys, for hashtagging, and we will see you next week.
Thank you very much, Jaruz.
Realm.
So this just broke about an hour ago. Variety is reporting. Ben Affleck has decided to step down as director of The Batman and remain on as a producer and star of the project. He is still on board to play the superhero, but sources close to the talent said he and Warner Brothers, after discussing how to make the best film possible, came to the decision together.
Oh, you read you missed the bottom part, and he quoted, "Fuck you, bill me."
He didn't. There are certain characters who hold special place in the hearts of millions, Affleck said in a statement. Performing one of Brother Man's focus, passion, and the very best performance I can give, it has become clear that I cannot do both jobs at the level they require. Together with the studio, I've decided to find a partner and a director who will collaborate with me on this massive film. I'm still in this, and we are making it, but we are currently looking for a director. They are looking at
Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers wants him to go a different fucking way, man.
That's his. He literally said, "Just sue me. Here's my contract. Sue me."
They said that they're going to be looking for a new director. Obviously, there's a short list, and that the War for the Planet of the Apes helmer Matt Reeves, who I don't know anything about, is on the short list. And this Variety page just crashed.
We should get Matt Damon to Matt Damon to direct it.
That just tells me that Matt wants to stay true to the fucking line in the story, and they just want to throw in some bullshit, man.
To stay true, right?
That's what I mean.
Honestly, I feel like that's kind of the problem with the DC. The vibe that I'm getting is that they're trying so hard to make it be like to be as they're trying so hard to compete with Marvel versus just doing their own thing and letting it be.
They're straying them from the source.
Yeah, they're like, no, look, we got a formula. This is how we want it to be. And you're like being too rigid, I think, with it.
I would definitely say what happened with Affleck with the fucking Daredevil and all that other bullshit that was in his fucking career. He wants to make this fucking legit and say, hey, guys, here it is. I'm hooking you guys up. I'm making good for the past, you know. And I get to see Warner Brothers saying, nope, we want this. We want this. We want to fucking put fucking sparkles on this. We want this like this. We want, you know?
He's like, watch this movie. You ever see George Clooney? That's how we want it.
Hey, did you ever see these robots that turn into cars with explosions in it? We want it like that, you know?
Well, I think him directing it, I could take it or leave it, to be honest. And I can't imagine that being a very all-encompassing thing to be director, producer, and starring in the movie.
He wrote it too, right?
It is Clint Eastwood.
He co-wrote it with Geoff Johns. But let's be honest. I mean, if this was just a drama movie or anything else, I think you could probably get away with it a little easier because you know, what are you going to stand behind there and sweat your ass off in a Batman suit directing shit? And then, let me get ready for my scene. Just find that to be very complicated.
It takes away one. one thing would be greater than the other.
Right.
But I definitely see, like, the studio definitely wants him to go in that, you know, yammer dabber dabber UB direction, you know?
The Green Lantern.
Yeah. Hello, my baby. Hello.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully
they I like chicken.
You know, speaking of Ben Affleck.
You never seen Dave Chappelle? I forgot. J. Rose don't delve that way.
I was just going to say, what do you guys think of Batfleck as Batman anyway? I was just watching BVS before the show, actually.
I loved it.
I loved it. I think he did a good job.
He fucking nailed it, man.
Yeah.
I was so against it, but he fucking nailed it.
I thought he did a great job.
That era of Batman, that Bruce Wayne, his Bruce Wayne is killer.
I think his chin looks stupid in the costume.
If I'm being honest. It works, man.
I think prosthetics for that.
Chins are shitty, but his chin is the best.
So Val, he's going to stay on as an actor, right? He's just not directing.
Ben Affleck looks like he was in the Batsuit, looks like he was drawn by Rob Liefeld.
Gas gun and shoulder pads.
The big face. It's a fucking huge face.
I don't know. I was totally against it, but that's probably the best part of the fucking movie. It was him, in my opinion.
Okay, well, there you go. There's that news. Got some questions here from the audience. This is from... How have we decided we're saying...
Ajia.
Ajeki?
I'm not even going down that
road. I'm telling you. Ajia, I wasn't joking.
We're just going to say Ajeki. If you could trade collections with anyone...
She's going to fucking rip on you, bro.
That's fine. Who would it be and why?
If you could trade collections with anyone?
I'm assuming it's anyone on the... I mean, if it's anyone in the world or if it's anyone on the panel, I don't... Let's just say it's people on the show today. I have a question. If you trade for Ace's collection, does it come with bed sheets?
I want Jay-Z's Lamborghini collection.
If we're doing the panel, we all know who we're aiming for, right?
Or Bentley collection.
No, I don't know if you heard me or not. If you trade for Ace's, does it come with the bed sheets?
Oh.
Soiled. Mm.
And if you trade for James, does he dust it for you?
They're always soiled.
Does he deliver? Beep, beep, beep. All
right, Brian.
Bring that truck back.
Brian, you can go first. Whose would you like to possibly go after?
Oh, big day. Man. I don't know. That's a hard choice.
I don't think you're going to hurt anybody's feelings.
You know, I think I'm going to go with Jay Ruse.
Really?
Because he's got Chug, MP... even though we can't see it, there's Robotech in there somewhere. I know there is.
Is there Robotech in there? There he is. How many Valkyries do you have?
I just have him. That's Skull Leader, and I got G1 Jetfire. So, two.
Gotcha.
All
right.
Week, cheers.
So...
And he has a dog, too. That's cool.
So, Jay Ruse.
That the dog counts as my collection? All right.
Jairus, who would you trade with?
I would not trade with Ace because his shit is dusty as fuck.
The man don't make his bed. What do you think he fucking does?
I probably would trade. I already got everything that just got. Well, I got one of everything that just got.
Could have two.
What?
I said you could have two.
Nah, I already got one. I would probably trade with James. Because some of those Play Arts Kais, those shits are fucking dope.
Plus you're getting a whole house full of shit that you don't even know that he has. He keeps that shit close to the vest.
I got Robotech too.
Yeah.
I got a whole shelf worth.
Yeah. Three rooms of it.
Yeah. All right. I need a mulligan then.
James got an underground tunnel system in his house somewhere.
That's right. He actually has another house.
I got a little annex.
He's got a neighborhood.
The house he's in now is just they call it the toy house. He doesn't live there. He just has his toys and a computer. All right, Jisk.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It would be a toss between James or Ace because Ace, I know, has got that fucking Metal Hawk. I know James got one too. Which is worth a G alone.
You're just talking value.
Oh, yeah. No, it's strictly for the value.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Money. I'll trade with that person's collection. I'll liquidate it all.
Money.
Yeah, it was. So I would have to. I would have to pick Ace only because I know. I think I know what he has. James, I don't know what you have.
It's too much of a wild card.
It's a wild card there. So I would go with Ace because he's got a lot of. He's got everything that I have plus a lot of other shit that I would just, you know, send my kids to college on.
All right, Ace.
Do I have to say it? There's only. I would take James.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Easily enough, Dust.
Oh, fucking James. Hell yeah, I'm cleaning that motherfucker out. I'm liquidating.
Oh, I would sell everything that I didn't know welcome what the fuck was.
Hey, guys, welcome to Dust Liquidating.
Plus, James, are you done with G1 or no?
No, I need 36 more.
I know. Yeah, he's going. Oh, he's going.
Done.
Dude, have you ever asked if James has the gun that you need?
I doubt it.
Oh, but what if he does?
But I don't have doubt it. Of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like sell it or get rid of it.
He's got that fucking PayPal credit money, bro.
I'm going to find that gun and just be like, yo, Ace, it's a G. You can have it, but it's a G.
Okay, no thanks.
Oh, you would do it, dude.
Oh, yeah, totes.
All right, so.
Did you say totes?
He did.
So, wow.
Totes my goats, bro.
Totes my goats.
All right, James, who would you trade with?
Probably learned that from his employees at Mexican
school. I don't know.
Nobody.
Fuck off. <didn't> watch shit.
On this panel? fuck that.
Probably Ace, just because it'd be all the same.
Close enough.
Yeah.
It's like a junior back. Version.
So I would trade with Brian Brink because it would all be a fucking surprise because nobody knows what he has.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd, get to open, and I'd get to open it all.
Except for the 30 Optimi that he has.
Oh, yeah. It would be like the world's biggest Baldwin drop.
Red and blue, 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 red and blue.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So that's what I would pick. So interesting question there. Here's a question from Knight of Ren. Do any of you read Star Wars books? And if so, which ones are your favorites? I read them. I know Brian reads them. Anybody else? Dust just vanished, so.
I don't read any, and I used to use the bathroom.
All right.
I used to read them. There were certain ones and certain authors that I had to read when they came out, but that was I didn't read everything.
I've never read them.
I read one as a young adult and didn't care enough to read more and don't remember that one. So no, I don't read them all.
I've read enough where I can't even remember all the ones I've read. But go ahead. Go ahead, Brian. Yeah.
So Chris, I won't steal your thunder because I know there's a trilogy that you like. But
right.
I'll do Outbound Flight was one of my favorites.
Yes.
Allegiance.
That was fucking awesome.
Allegiance was like a story of a few like these like it's like these stormtrooper buddies. They weren't quite sure what they were doing with the Empire. That was pretty awesome. Death Star, the book, The Death Star, was cool. And I liked Darth Maul Saboteur. I like a lot of the ones that are fillers in between the prequels. Those are the ones that I like the most so far. I'm trying to think. Maybe Labyrinth of Evil, I think, was a prequel to Episode 3. That's all I can remember off the top of my head. I haven't read I haven't read anything that takes place in the, I guess I would say the original trilogy, like the Thrawn series, which of course takes place afterwards, of course, but I haven't read anything post the original trilogy, I should say, and that's something I'd like to start doing.
Okay, J-Riz, did you have any favorites?
Yeah. Outbound Flight was fucking great. And then there was a sequel to it that was, I forgot the name of the book, where they... So Outbound Flight is about a colony that just took off and went somewhere else.
Outbound?
And then the sequel is where Luke Skywalker finds that fucking colony and finds out what happens to them.
Really? It's fucking great. Yeah, there's a fucking sequel. There's two books.
I think I saw a Star Trek episode like that.
Is the sequel called Inbound Flight?
No. No. There's a cool scene on that where when Luke is on that, because Outbound Flight is takes place during like the Clone Wars or through the prequels.
Yeah.
And so when Luke finds it, there's a battle droid on it, and he has to figure out how to deal with this battle droid. He's only heard about them. And it was pretty fucking cool how he took care of it. I don't want to spoil it. So if you guys read that
book. Just spoil it. But then I heard Brian say sweet. So never mind.
I can spoil it right now. He can take off his headphones.
Please don't.
Oh, my God. It's so cool, though. I'm going to do it. All right. So,
no, don't spoil it.
Take it off. Take them off. I'm going to do it. It's so fucking cool. Come on. I wanted to do it.
All right. Just give me a thumbs up when you're done.
All right. So you know how the battle droids roll around and they have the shields, right? The destroyer droids, right? So
did you call them story droids?
He says story droids.
Once upon a time.
So Luke Skywalker
slow enough. If he was talking slow enough, he would have got destroyed.
So Luke throws his lightsaber on the ground. While he's around the corner, the destroyer droid rolls up right on top of the lightsaber, and when it ignites its shield, he ignites a lightsaber right underneath it and destroys it. Fucking badass.
And Brian took his headphones off just for that?
Yep. Oh, it was cool, though.
Okay, great. Well,
you're going to be disappointed, Brink.
Yeah, so, and then all the Grand Admiral Thrawn. There was two trilogies with the Grand Admiral Thrawn trilogies by Timothy Zahn. Fucking really good. Shadows of the Empire, I do recommend. It's a really old book, but it's still a good book.
Interesting thing about Shadows of the Empire was that was a... like a project that Lucas did to see if they could do all the marketing, all the toys and all that stuff without doing the movie. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And they did it.
Yep. I remember those toys. And I remember thinking, what the fuck is this?
I have some great toys.
And there was one more book that they wrote right after New Hope. And I forget the name of the book. But
I happen to have a book here, and it tells you right after episode 4, there was a whole bunch of them.
It was, if you read them off, it was an interesting read because
there's Tales from the Cantina, Tales from the Empire, Tales from the New Republic, Win or Lose All, Scoundrels, Allegiance, Choices of One, Empire and Rebellion, Honor Among Thieves, Galaxies, Ruins of Dantooine, Splinter of the Mind's Eye is probably the one you're talking about.
That's the one.
Yeah, I remember
Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
That was a very popular book for a long time. I have not read that one.
Because they don't know what happens in Empire or in Return of the Jedi. So Luke talks about him being in love with Leia a lot in that book.
Yeah.
Right.
That's an old school book, man. That was when I was a kid.
That was an old school book. So I've actually got two in front of me. This one here, and it's just a silly book, but it's a good read. Death Troopers. It's back when it was right around the time The Walking Dead had become really popular. It's set on a Imperial prison ship, which I didn't know such a thing existed, but they do in this book.
Stormtrooper zombies.
And a virus breaks out on the ship. Just leave it at that. You get a couple familiar faces in it. In this book, which just missed being canon by... This book missed being canon by just a couple months, actually. Kenobi by John Jackson Miller. Excellent read. It's right after he is set up on Tatooine.
Who farted? I heard that. That was Ace. Ace farted. I heard him.
My favorite...
if I farted, I would have farted into the mic.
My favorite trilogy is called Coruscant Nights. It takes place like just months after... the episode 3. So it's right after the fall. So it's about a Jedi who's hiding, and then he meets a great Paladin. I don't know how you say it. She's a Twi'lek, and there's a droid that's a smart mouth droid, which seems to be every third one is in that galaxy. So, and I did just read. I was making sure I had the name of it right. there. I told you. I think I told you, Ryan. There's a fourth book that they've actually taken the Coruscant Knight's name out of, and guess what the name of that book is?
The Last Jedi.
It is. It's The Last Jedi, which I have it on my Kindle Paperwhite that I actually just found in a drawer. I need to plug it in and charge it and finish reading it. But, yep. So there you go. There's some suggestions. I think Jared named half the fucking books, but
I did not.
Hey, James, by the way,
any of the X-Wing saga, none of that. I didn't read any of those.
So here's a quick question by this by Ogechi. I don't know.
I think it's Ogechi.
I was gonna say OT.
Hey, you know what? She just needs to record it and send it to us, and we'll play it live every time we need to say it.
Oh, gee, yeah.
And we'll make a beat out of it.
Ogechi.
So here's the question. If you could design a Transformer, what would it turn into? I'm assuming robot mode is prerequisite here. Because I was going to be a smartass and say,
this could go a bad way. A
big old dude.
So we'll go backwards. We'll go backwards here. Jane, what would you pick?
Oh, shit.
Your, a big old dick is off the table. Yeah, as alt mode, I guess.
Well. I call
A pair of boobs. I don't know. I have maybe a...
Boobformers. More than me.
Any size. Yeah, I mean, like...
I don't know. Whatever.
USS flag.
There you go. That would be a big, side, yeah. That'd be a big bastard. Yeah, broadside kind of really sucked, though.
That'd be fine.
So. All right, Dust, what would you pick?
I got nothing.
Oh, no, I'll take a Segway.
There you go.
All new scooter.
2006 Honda Civic.
Yeah. With I'd pick a Scion with Lambo doors and LED lights.
Scion with Lambo doors and some neon lights. There you go. That's my answer. You know, you have to be that, but I have to be that in 05, Sion, you know.
I got that 05 money.
All right, Ace, I know you have something here.
Toilet.
Would it be a broken toilet from Charlotte?
Shout out to TFCon.
You knew it was coming. Jisk, what about you?
Funny.
Hold of a day.
Toilet.
Hold of a day.
I just pictured that and like, Brad, I'm a toilet.
Somebody goes to sit down on it. No, not today.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Spike, is it time? Spike, is it time?
Right, I'm dropping a deuce.
Spike, I'm right here.
Dude, get stuck in fucking alt mode. Like, you know, like how they did with Soundwave when you got fucking stuck as the tape. A building. Mine would turn into a building.
Like big?
Yes.
Sort of like on big.
That's like exactly big. What I was thinking.
Shout out to Earthquake Tower.
Oh my god, the fucking toilet is the best shit ever.
All right,
Jared. Washer and dryer.
Paul C always
comes. Oh, it's a washer and dryer, and it's a combiner.
Yo, Paul C's in the chat. He always pops in at the last minute. Did I make it in time?
Yeah, you made it.
Yeah, you made it.
So
just in time for toilets.
So, Jisk, I'll play off what you said. I was going to say household appliances that are life size, but to household appliances, but then combine into a combiner. So you have, but it's like Voltron. Was it Voltron 2 that was like 37 things?
All the cars and trucks and stuff.
So it's like that, but it's a household appliance. And it's third party, and it ends up costing $915.
With swirly plastic and tabs that don't stick in.
Right, and you have to use blue tack to get it to stand up.
Yep, shout out to blue tack.
All right, J-Ruz.
A car.
This car. This fucking
waka waka.
Oh, wait.
Any particular car? How about an 89 Acura Legend? Is that what you wanted to turn
it into? But a Ford Pinto.
Oh, if it had to be Pinto. Cars, I'd
like and to a see bad some exhaust.
I'd like to see some old cars, man.
A Crown Vic that when you hit it on the back, it explodes.
That was not wasn't a
no. Crown. I would think it'd be
an Impala with hydro.
Really cool.
Can you let him talk?
If a transformer actually turned into one of the Robotech Valkyries.
So you want G1 Jetfire?
Yes, G1 Jetfire. That's not on the cartoon. The one that's the toy. Yes,
you have that, and you also have paint, so you can make your own now. All right, yes. Brian.
Chevy Spectrum hatchback.
91. I don't know. How about a one of them like organizer things with all the little drawers in it to hold all the fucking accessories?
A trapper keeper? I was literally a trapper keeper.
He wants it to turn into a full. I was literally going to say he wants it to turn into shelves. So we
a trapper keeper, a trapper keeper was a fucking transformer, man.
That's right. It's okay. Keep itself organized. All right. Real quick. So, total random thing. Just quick answers here. First car, Brian Brink.
94 Pathfinder.
All right. Jay Roos.
85 Plymouth Reliant.
Okay, car. All right, Jisk.
My first car for me?
Yes. First car you had that I guess
you... Wait, is it the first car you bought or the first car I stole?
We all know you've never stolen a car.
I did. I stole it. It was my mom's
car.
Nah, I ran her and Uncle Juan. And made a copy of a car, the car key and used it every time she wasn't home.
Oh.
That doesn't count. This is like the first car that was yours that you took care of.
Okay, Mazda MX-3 then.
All right.
Nice. I had a 91 Civic hatchback.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ace.
It was a 94 Mazda. I don't remember what kind it was. We called it the Green Dragon. It was a green little piece of shit.
Dust?
I can't remember the year. I think it was 86 or 88 Chevy Spectrum hatchback.
That's. I figured that's where you were.
Protege. Going. Yes. Thank you, Anna.
Shit, you're not.
Awesome. All right, Jame.
94 Dodge Dakota.
Jame probably still has his. Mine was a 91 Chevy. No, 82. Excuse me, an 82 Chevy S10.
Did it transform?
No, but it was slammed to the ground. Had saw
on it.
It was.
You know what's funny? I worked at a detail shop, and we had a lot of trade-ins from the dealer. And they were really cheap, like cars that were going to wholesalers and whatnot. I had some fucking killer rides, man. I had like an 83 Ford LTD that I paid like $300 for. I ran that shit for like 6 months, got rid of it. I had an 83, it was like a fucking army green diesel Mercedes.
Oh, a D300?
Yeah. Oh, that shit was fucking killer, man.
Yeah.
Interior was mint. I paid $300 for that joint. Wow, I drove it for like a year, and I sold it for like $800, man. That car was like killer, man. I felt like fucking Patton driving that shit, man. It's good shit.
For sure.
You know, it's just like I had so many different fucking throwaway rides, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. Another story for another time. I'll just give you guys the quick version. I joyrided an 84 Toyota Corsica, if you guys know what that is. And
on purpose?
Well, I mean... Yeah, on purpose. But there was a bank robbery going on too at the stoplight that I stopped at, and I had no, and I'm like 14, had no clue what to do. I'll tell you guys about it later.
You bounced. You bailed.
All right, Brian.
I didn't bail the car, but now it's shook.
That's Brian, that's how you got Hep G.
Brian, do you have the chat for us tonight?
I do. I do. So we got Jars.
Russ was in there for about 3 minutes.
He really didn't come back, too. That's the funny
thing. I know. It's funny. And is still in there.
He's watching. He's lurking.
Oh, so Jarms is in there. Larry L., who's, I think, new to the group, asking us lots of questions.
What's up, Larry L.? Larry, he bought a rock pack. He just got that today or yesterday.
Sweet.
Breezy rock packs are available to XVX.
RumbleCollectors.com. Apps available.
Sorry, Brian. We're
no problem. Breezy Smash. Another beer.
Breeze.
All right. Let's do Breezy Fresh. KJ Smith. Cobalta. Chat winging them. Energon Attic. Dave. Let's see. Harvey Double Underscore Dent.
Thunder T.
Aj Etchy.
For the foreseeable future.
Foreseeable future.
And Knight of Ren, Sunday Heat. And we have a new guy in the chat, BT Buck 74.
is my namesake, Brian, and his Instagram name is Super Dimensional.
Yeah, I've seen that guy a lot.
Yeah, he's the Make Toys Defender of the Universe. Shout out to that dude, man.
And, we had some good talks. Tiger Tracks, Primacon, Lord Shadowkeeper, Masterpiece Ship Piece. What's up, Nick? Chris G, Michael G. Stride Lau, I think is his name is. Lionel M is in there. Chuck Deluxe, Internet Personality Justin L, Paul S, Shelf Warmer, Riddler Circle popped in. I haven't seen him in a while.
What up, bro?
And Decepticon Astro Chain and Paul C rounding out the end there.
Right on. What a bunch of fucking jackals.
Yes.
Well, if it was your first time, check your pockets. Make sure you still have your wallet. If it wasn't, thanks for joining us as usual. Let's go down the line here and let you find fellas tell folks where you at. Brian Brink.
You can find me at Brian Brink on Facebook, hanging out in the groups, and Brinkalizer on Instagram. And co-hosting Figabanging every other Wednesday. But I won't steal any more thunder for that since we have the host on the show.
Who?
Who?
Hmm?
Who?
Who?
What?
Well,
Jay Ruse.
Yeah, Jay Snooze.
Jay Snooze is in the house.
At J_snooze.com. Realm. Realm. I'm done.
Realm. GIF.
Yo, you guys can catch me at JBatron on Instagram and The Good Book.
Ace Milo.
What was the question?
Never mind. Dust Mice.
At Ace Milo everywhere. Figure banging this Wednesday. Every other Wednesday, we're doing it this Wednesday. At Ace Milo everywhere.
That's and it. For those of you paying attention, he had two toys that he showed that he got. One was in alt mode and one was not. So I'm guessing.
No, I don't know yet. I don't know. What it is.
I think he might be doing something a little different.
You might be right. I'll get in touch with you, Brian. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dust Mites.
At Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the groups. Dust Mites on Xbox Live. If you want to play Modern Warfare Remastered, the COD 4 Remastered, I'm in there, like swimwear. Cobra Law Records, Nate's new album's coming out soon. This dude gets married and doesn't want to record anymore. So hit him up and say, what the fuck is going on?
I'll do it. Hey, one time, let's get a brief warm round of applause for Jane for wearing the Spider-Man.
Nice job, Jane.
What a fucking trooper.
The spider.
Victory spider.
Spider Jane.
You could have zipped it up just where the mouthpiece is, like he did in the movie. You could have zipped it like you were. Should have thought. I should have planned for that.
What you don't realize is that's actually not.
It's not Jane. It's someone
else. That's his stunt double. He yells stunt cock, and then like you guys ever seen the movie?
Yes,
okay,
no.
You know. Okay. So, James, tell everybody where you at.
Instagram, YouTube, VictorySaber77, Plastic Fanatics this Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Shout out to DVDAs.
The Spectacular Saber.
All right. You can find me at Pinkerton, PNKR10 on Instagram, and under Christopher Pinkerton on The Good Book, because that's what my mama named me. And you can check out Crashbox Customs on all your social media that anybody gives a shit about. Pull up a chair at the Cool Table, folks. It's a group of like-minded podcasts and web shows featuring Toy Detox, Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figa Bangin', Beer and Bolters, 40K, Stasis Lock, in 8 weeks. Don't forget to check out our Cobra Law Records family, Dust, Mitty, and Nate. Hey, Nate, let's make some music. Come on now. I'll clap along for you. Hercules.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Otherwise, the Cobra Law family is just going to be Dust and Nitty.
Yeah.
Me and
Brave will have to put out an album.
Yeah, well.
Hey, while you're busy, you know, buying toys, video your toys, hold your phone this way, long ways. Video the box opening. Don't do it like Dan.
Or Matt.
Find a friend. Ask your mom.
Yeah, I think I think Matt's unboxing this week was great. With the
lean it up on a shoe. yo, Jisk, you told me something today that your kids were doing that. I'm like, why the fuck can these videos
Dude,
be like?
My son's 4 and figured it out, like, on his own. How to record himself with a phone.
I'm tired of flipping the video and it's fucking that way. Come on, it's 2017, man.
And also, you guys have some nice collections. You should show them off and let everybody see them.
James.
I
don't have a week to watch a video.
Yeah.
Well, we could do it in skirts, little episodes.
He's going to have to do floors of the house.
His
insurance won't cover him if he videotapes it.
That's right. You can't have evidence. But send your What's in the Fucking Box and your Shelf Life videos to
enter the Realmcast at gmail.com.
Hey, don't forget, we do have merchandise available. We have the Rock Pack, which is this awesome Realm Collector shirt designed by the one, the only Jabotron himself. Woo! Got a little Ollie action on there.
Woo!
Probably one of my favorite shirts in my entire collection. You also get all sorts of other great stuff. If you're in our Facebook group, we've had a couple fellas that have join the realm, and you really don't join, or just participating, and picked up a Rock Pack lately. So the stuff's on there. We also have the ROC beanies available. Yeah, here's one. Here's the black. I have a charcoal, but it was limited edition and sold out. So we're 93, 99 JZ. We're all black everything. We've got the black beanie with the awesome purple outline in the ROC Realm Collectors.
Embroidered, son.
Embroidered. Those are available for shipping in the United States and Canada. If you want them shipped internationally, we can figure something out for you, too. You can find The Realm on Facebook under Realm of Collectors. Realm. It is a closed group. As long as you're not anybody's ex-wife, we'll probably let you in.
Shout out to Dennis. Letting the ex-wives in, you motherfucker.
Our Instagram is at Realm of Collectors. Our website is realmofcollectors.com. Where you can pick up the merch. And we also put all the photos that are shared on here, we put on there. We also have a new blog up. It's from Sam's Formers. He wrote a really cool story, I guess, on his blog about how he kind of found some of the communities on the internet, and really about The Rock, you know, how he met up with us online and whatnot. So really cool dude. Appreciate you doing that for us, Sam, and letting us use it on the site, rather. And I guess that will do. Oh, on iTunes, if you listen on iTunes, even if you don't, go in there and give us a 5-star review. It helps other people find the show and helps the realm grow. So that is going to do it for us tonight. Hang out tomorrow night. A stasis lock and figa banging on Wednesday. So we have a full week of jackal action here. So it's about that time to say. Thank you for being with us tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us. And we appreciate that. And we will catch you on the flip side. 2-2. Chuck Woolery, remember him?
I'm not hitting that
button. 2-2.
2-2.
Hey, we're going to have an unbroadcasted hangout tonight. Hit me up if you want a link to get in.
2-2. We'll be back in 2-2.
2-2.
2-2. 2-2.
Should have that Benny Hill music when he does his that.
So I was really surprised that Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble.